There are no substitute for certain things, and one of those institutions here in the Hunter that falls into that category would be Healthy Harold, the giraffe that most of us have seen at one place or another, usually in the back of a van. From Hunter Life Education, it's the executive officer from there, Sarah Gray. Some good news, Sarah. There was some talk that Healthy Harold might be in for a bit of trouble, but no, that's not the case.
I know, it's incredible, Mark, to see such amazing support for what our cause is.
For sure. So can you tell us what was the original threat to the organisation and how Harold's long neck was spared the chop?
Yeah, absolutely. So Life Education, a lot of people may not know this, but Life Education Australia is actually, they basically look after the research and development of all our new programs, so, and updating programs, and the federal funding was actually for that part of Life Education. So yes, it wouldn't have been ideal to lose that kind of money, as you can imagine, as all not-for-profits are. It's we tend to hold on to pretty tightly to the money that we receive. So yeah, it was a bit of a disappointment, but I guess amazing to see how much Harold, obviously, and the programs that we do actually mean to, I guess, the Hunter and Australia at large.
Yeah, there was a huge outpouring of support for people wanting to make sure that Harold was able to stick around. I guess a lot of it came through your office as well?
Oh, absolutely. And amazing corporate support. So a lot of our corporates also, you know, ringing to make sure that we're okay and that they would still support us. And, you know, and of course, even mums and dads, like obviously realising that this is a major prevention program. And in the Hunter, we see actually about 28,000 students a year. So it's still a really important part of children and their health and well-being.
Mm. So we know there's a lot of groundswell support for Harold. We know he's sticking around. But for those who may not have been in the back of the van for a while or just have not experienced Harold, what are some of the things that he exposes the kids to?
Yeah, look, we've really actually come a long way. Originally, 35 years ago when we first started, it was drug and alcohol prevention kind of programs. These days, we actually do work around a lot about peer group pressure and how to sort of avoid dangerous conversations. We also talk to cyberbullying. So before kids actually turn that 13 years old where they can get onto Facebook and all those kinds of things, we sort of run them through the risks and what it means to have things out in the open and you know, who can be watching you. Plus, we actually did launch this year Australia's first ever listed drug program in primary schools. So, yeah, we're pretty up there. We work also in line with the government, so we're part of the drug, the ICE task force to try and work out how we get rid of this terrible drug in our community.
Well, that is certainly something that's at the forefront at the moment. It'd be great if Harold can help out. And great news, he's going to be around for a lot longer, Sarah.
Absolutely. We're very proud to have him. And, yeah, we're very lucky to have such an iconic mascot, I guess.
For sure. Thank you, Sarah Gray from Hunter Life Education. We will talk again, I'm sure, down the road. And Healthy Harold is here to stay, which is great news. 2NURFM 103.7.